San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener, the author of the measure, says the legislation, quote, provides a path to justice and accountability for those harmed by the government violating their constitutional rights. A statement from his office says the bill would close a loophole by creating a right of action under California law. On the Judiciary Committee floor, opponents of the bill voiced their concerns of overlap with existing legislation and where the No Kings Act could lead in the future. David Mastagni, spokesperson for the Peace Officers Research Association of California, challenged the bill on these grounds.
This bill is unnecessary, duplicative, and it jeopardizes qualified immunity for California employees. There's no reason this bill can't be amended to exclude California employees. The bill's redundant. The Bain Act offers stronger tools to address federal overreach and immigration enforcement. The Act provides immunities that apply only to California employees. Therefore, federal officers would be more vulnerable to individual capacity suits.
Wiener, however, offered a rebuttal.
For state and local police officers, and with all respect to some of the opposition, they are already subject to these claims in federal court under Section 1983. This doesn't change the scope of their liability or any of the defenses that they can assert. They are already able to be sued for these violations. This will add federal agents in as well.
The No Kings Act will continue to undergo debate before it heads to the Senate floor. For KPFA, I'm Cade Young.